You're listening to SBS News.
Chief Richard David Fanta-Numata from Vanuatu is visiting Australia with a mission to find out where his great-grandfather came from.
I want to find out where Manuma from, that name. If any Aborigines know Manuma or know Makuma, that's the place where my grandfather, great-grandfather, was taken.
Chief Richard's great-grandfather was an Aboriginal Australian who ended up on the island of Tongariki around 1910. It's a story that starts with the so-called blackbirding trade of the mid-1800s, where workers from islands in the Pacific were tricked, kidnapped, or sometimes came willingly to Australia. They were taken by boat to work in Australia's sugarcane fields. Imelda Davis, chairwoman of the Australian South Sea Islanders Port Jackson, explains how those Pacific Islanders often lived closely alongside Aboriginal people.
Given that the nature of the trade, you had Indigenous, Torres Strait Islander and South Sea Islanders working alongside each other under slavery conditions.
She says this close interaction sometimes led to marriages, but it also led to violence. In 2012, both she and Chief Richard were part of a group of South Sea Islanders who travelled to Bundaberg in Queensland to apologise for their ancestors killing Aboriginal people. Ms. Davis says the Pacific Islanders were made to do it under instruction from their white Australian bosses.
This was something the hands were forced in order to do this, tribal warfare, in order to clear the land. But at the same time, our people took on board the young children that were abandoned or left, you know, lingering in the hills and nurtured them.
Many workers were deported after 1901 when the White Australia policy began. A little known detail of the blackbirding trade is how some Aboriginal Australians were shipped to Vanuatu along with them. The details have been kept alive through oral family histories. Generations of Chief Richard's family have told how his great-grandfather, a man named Manuma or Makuma, depending on the dialect, was rescued at sea and taken to the island of Tongariki, where he narrowly avoided a grim fate.
And because they saw his hair like curly, so Chief said, don't kill him, we kept him. They should have ate him. Because now we're still cannibal at that time. But the chief said, we take care of him. So that when they look after him, and chief gave him his daughter to marry because of his hair. It's opportunity, say. And that's where my grandmother was the daughter of that Manuma.
Yannick Willey is a pastor and also from the island of Tongariki. His family story tells of two children who were smuggled into the hold of a ship called the Lady Norman.
And they bring with them these two little children, namely Willie Tutugan and Rosie. We are born out of these two little children. Willie Tutugan married to a Tongariki woman named Lei Sibiu.
As the generations passed, more children were born. Pastor Yannick Willey says there are now about 400 known descendants of Willie Tutugan and Rossi living in Tongariki and elsewhere. He says Aboriginal descendants today face discrimination in Vanuatu.
It's very hard. We always under, you know, discrimination, and they always look down on us, and they always sometimes call us troubled people.
It's not known how many Aboriginal Australians ended up in Vanuatu, but their descendants, spread across several islands, are estimated to be in the thousands. Last week, a small group of them travelled to Australia, hoping to make the first steps towards finding their long-lost family members. An emotional Chief Richard says he knows it may be difficult.
Yeah, it's been hard to say, but there'll be tears of joy that we're coming back home. Yeah. I really want to find.
He's hoping that restoring family links may bring an element of healing. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.